Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
Hello, I'm Buffy. Happy to be your teacher again.
That's right, so am I. And today is the last part of David's daily diary for this month.
什么？今天是最后一天的课程，课程要结束了。我还刚刚才觉得很开心，说哇，他这个故事到底会怎么发展，就要结束了。
Yeah, but anyway, to find out how the story goes, let's go ahead and take a look at today's article.
David's daily life.I'm jealous.
I decided to tell the truth. I said, Mom, I have something to say. She answered, Not now. I'm washing Daniel's blanket. I answered, I played a trick on Daniel. I put his hand in water while he was sleeping. I continued,I wanted him to get in trouble because he's your favorite kid. Mom said, David, I love you all the same. Daniel is only 4 and he doesn't know much. Now help me wash his blanket. Although I had to wash Daniel's dirty blanket, it was nice spending time with Mom.
Truth. Truth. My parents taught us to tell the truth and be honest. My parents taught us to tell the truth and be honest. Blanket. Blanket. My baby sister can't sleep.Without holding a blanket beside her. My baby sister can't sleep without holding a blanket beside her. Trouble. Trouble. Lots of people have trouble waking up on winter mornings. Lots of people have trouble waking up.On winter mornings. Although, although, although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now. Although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now.
So remember, yesterday, mm-hmm. David played a trick or a prank on Daniel.
That's right, and that's mean too.
You're right. So what did he do? Well, he put Daniel's hand in warm water when Daniel was sleeping. And because of this, Daniel peed in his bed and got in trouble.
That's right. 大卫的恶作剧呢，就是把熟睡中的 Daniel 的手放在温水里，结果害 Daniel 尿床，然后一个月不能看电视。我天啊！
That's very mean.
Yeah, so mean.
And Daniel's only 4.
对啊，他只有四岁，怎么可以这样对他
？Anyway, let's look at today's article. And in the article, David says, "I decided to tell the truth."
坦白从宽，抗拒从严。David 决定要说出实话了。
Here we already have our first word power word, truth. Truth is a noun.And the truth is the facts about something. It is how something really is, or how it really happened. And if something is not the truth, then it could be a lie or someone's guess.
That's right. Truth 是名词，表示实情、事实。它的形容词是 true, T-R-U-E, T-R-U-E, 真实的。我记得在我那个年代啊，有一部很红的电视影集叫《The X File》
，Right.
X 档案。Mm-hmm. 它的 slogan 就是 "The truth is out there."
That's right.
真相呢就在你眼前。
Did you watch that show?
Sure.
And they never found the
every
truth.
Every episode.
But they never found the truth.
这是太糟糕了
，Right?
对。
What was the truth? I don't know.
What was the truth?
Anyway, here's a sample sentence. My parents taught us to tell the truth.And be honest. My parents taught us to tell the truth and be honest.
我的爸妈教导我们要说实话，并且要坦率、坦白。
That's right. Okay, back to the article. David says, I said, Mom, I have something to say.
David 就跟妈妈说，妈，我有话要告诉你。在这边我们看到 something 这个代名词，某人某事的意思。那它还有什么特别用法呢？赶快请教我们的快译通老师吧。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！Hello, everyone. I'm David. 欢迎收看英文快译通。又到了新的一年，不知道同学们许了什么样的新愿望呢？大卫老师啊，希望各位同学都能够心想事成，然后继续收看我们的节目。有了同学们的支持与爱护，我们啊就心满意足了。好的，糊涂妹今天问的问题呀，也是大多数同学都很容易搞错的地方哦。你看了今天的英文快译通之后，保证你赚到。
大卫老师，我想写信给我的英国笔友，其中一句写了 I have special something for you， 但我越看越觉得不对劲，所以想问问这句是不是对的。
不错耶，交了位英国笔友是练习英文的好机会。看来糊涂妹 Vicky 真的很有心想要交到一位外国男朋友哦。不，是很有心想要提升自己的英文。大卫老师真的感到很欣慰。大卫老师也鼓励大家多多认识外国朋友，增加练习的英文的机会哦。糊涂妹的问题 I have special something for you， 这句话的确怪怪的，但稍微修正一下就对了。我们把 special 和 something 兑换一下位置，就变成了 something special。 Something 是个代名词，当我们无法很具体的说出什么事情或者是东西的时候，就可以用这个字。比方说 Polly said something but I didn't understand her， Polly 说了某件事情但是我没有听懂。 Polly said something but I didn't understand her。 而当我们要补充说明 something 这个字的时候，可以在它的后面加上形容词或者是不定词来做修饰。我们来造个句子会比较清楚哦。Please wear something red during Chinese New Year. Please wear something red during Chinese New Year. 请在春节期间穿些红色的衣服。Something red 就是指某件红色的衣服。而连续假期的时候，我们都会安排长途旅行。旅行中除了睡觉、聊天、吃东西，大卫老师也建议大家 ，You can bring something to read during long car rides.You can bring something to read during long car rides. 沿途啊，欣赏风景之外，看看书，补充一下心灵，是不是也挺不错的啊？其他和 something 很像的代名词，像是 anything 和 nothing。记得哦，要补充说明时，一定是要将形容词和不定词放在它们的后面。讲到这里，大卫老师要提醒同学们注意的地方都说了。好啦 ，so。I have nothing to say now. Nothing to say means nothing that I can say， 也就是没有要再多说的内容。好的，当我们要补充说明 something, anything 和 nothing 这三个字的时候呢，我们可以在它们的后面加上形容词或者是不定词。 OK, in 2013, do something different and when you want something to readA plus English is always your best choice. Okay, that's all for today. See you next time. Bye bye.
So I guess David wants to tell his mom the truth, right?
He wants to.
But his mom, or back in the article, it says she answered, not now, I'm washing Daniel's blanket.
Of course. Moms always do the laundry.
Right, right.
妈妈就说现在不是谈话时候，我正在洗 Daniel 的 blanket.
So what's a blanket?
Well,
here it's our next word, power word. Blanket is a noun, and a blanket is something we use to cover our bodies when we sleep at night. Now, blankets are usually large, and they can be light or very thick.
Yes, blanket 就是毯子、毛毯的意思，也就是我们睡觉会盖在身上的东西。
You know, many children love their blankets very much. Did you have like a blanket you always carried with you?
Mine is pillow. Was pillow. 我喜欢枕头，不喜欢毯子。
Nice. Okay, well, here's the sample sentence. My baby sister can't sleep without holding a blanket beside her. My baby sister can't sleep without holding a blanket beside her.
我的小妹啊，如果不拿毯子在她身边是睡不着的。也就是说他睡觉一定要有毯子在身边的意思。那这边 Buffy 老师补充一下 ,blanket 还有一个很不错的用法。Blanket of 就是一层什么什么的意思。像是 the desk is covered with a blanket of dust.
That's right.
The desk is covered with a blanket of dust. 书桌啊覆盖了一层厚厚的灰尘你就可以这样说咯。
That's a dirty desk. Okay, back to the article. David says,I answered, I played a trick on Daniel.
妈妈说她没空,可是 David 还是坦白了她的罪行。
Now here we see the phrase to play a trick. Now if you play a trick on someone,you do something mean to them,because you think it's funny.
That's
However,
right.
it is often not very nice. For example,if you put glue on someone else's chair and they sit down and it sticks to them when they get up, this is a trick.
No. Play a trick on 某人就是对某人恶作剧的意思。像是在他椅子上涂强力胶或者胶水之类的。恶作剧的人可能会觉得很好笑可是被恶作剧的人就不一定这么想哦。
That's right.Okay, back to the article. David says, I put his hand in water while he was sleeping.
That's what he did. Bad David.
Bad David.And David continued, I wanted him to get in trouble because he's your favorite kid.
David 呢把一切都告诉妈妈了。他会这样做呢是因为他觉得爸妈都只在乎 Daniel 而不在乎他所以他故意要让 Daniel 惹上麻烦啊破坏他在爸妈心中完美的形象。
Now here we have another word, power word, trouble. Trouble is a noun and trouble is problems or things which are very difficult or hard for you. Now the phrase get in trouble means you did something bad and this makes others angry at you. Now when you get in trouble, you usually get punished.
Trouble 是名词麻烦的意思。有个好用的片语叫 get in trouble, 就是惹上麻烦。那不要惹麻烦怎么说呢是 stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble, kids. 不要惹麻烦哦。
Or don't get caught. Okay. All right. Here's a sample sentence. Lots of people have trouble waking up on winter mornings. Lots of people have trouble waking up on winter mornings.
很多人在冬天早晨呢都爬不起来因为太冷了只想窝在被子里嘛。
You know, what's the best way to wake up if you...
What?
In the
what's
winter?
That?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh,
just don't sleep.
我也不知道。
Just don't sleep.
这样有点太 over.
Okay, back to the article. Mom said, David, I love you all the same.
妈妈就回答啦。David, 我对你们的爱呢都是一视同仁的。
That's right. Now, the phrase to love something or many things all the same means you don't love one more than the other. So, all of them are equal to you.
That's right. I love you all the same, students.
Scary.
Oh.
Okay. Now, back to the article. It says, the mom says, Daniel is only four and he doesn't know much.
妈妈就继续说啦。Daniel 只有四岁还不懂事啊这就是为什么他们没有骂他或凶他的原因。
And she also says, now help me wash his blanket.
那现在就帮忙一起洗他的毯子吧。
So David then says, although I had to wash Daniel's dirty blanket, it was nice spending time with mom.
虽然 David 呢要帮忙清洗毯子但他心里其实很高兴能够跟妈妈花一些时间来相处。
Okay, now here we have another word, power word, although. Although is a conjunction, and we often use this word when we want to make something we said like, seem like a surprise. So David had to wash Daniel's blanket, But the surprise is, he felt it was nice to spend time with his mom.
That's right. Although 是连接词，用来连接两个句子，表示尽管、虽然，也就是 even though 的意思。
That's right. For example, although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now. Although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now.
虽然出太阳，但是伦敦现在只有摄氏两度哦。
So I guess what we're saying is, even though the sun's out, it's still very cold.
That's right.
Right. You know, do you think this was fair? Like, you know, David, I don't think David really got in trouble.
我觉得这一课给我的整个感觉就是你犯了错，你就是去勇敢承认。
Really?
Yeah, just one point of view for me.
And do you think David learned a lesson from this? I think maybe he learned that he doesn't have to be jealous of Daniel because his mom loves all of them the same.
True, true,、yeah? that's right. 所以不用太嫉妒你的弟弟或妹妹啦，爸妈应该都是一视同仁，只要是孩子都爱。
Do you think that's true?
I think that's true.
So you don't think your mom loved one more、
yes.
than the other? Okay, maybe. Anyway, that's about it for this part of the lesson. Let's go ahead to our wrap-up. Okay, guys, we're at the end of this month's David's Daily Diary.
课程结束了、好伤心哦。
So what did you learn from this month's what did you learn from David's Diary this month, Buffy?
我学到就是要勇于承认你的错误。
Really?
Don't be jealous of your siblings.
Right. There's no reason to be jealous because your mother and father probably love you all the same.
That's right.
Right.
What did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned that how to do a funny joke, a prank on somebody, right?
我可能也会想要试试看、欸 right. 就我想试试看这是不是真的会发生。
I think
要有实验的精神。
Right. But you know, I understand how Daniel or how David feels because I used to take care of my younger cousins.
Uh-huh.
And often I would get in trouble if they did something bad. And,
really?
You know, parents tend to treat younger children a lot
nicer.
Oh,
我知道，因为爸妈都会说，哎，你有妹妹啦，你有妹妹，让妹妹啦，就让弟弟。
Yeah,
对、
right.
你比较大，你要照顾她啦。
But the important thing is we have to act our age too and be responsible.
是的，所以不论你是几岁，你都要 be responsible for your action， 为你的行为负责、right?
That's right. Okay, guys, we hope you had fun with this lesson. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone. 我是 Evita 老师，其实。其实最近刚失恋，因为在跨年那天，那个负心汉竟然跟其他女生去看跨年烟火。没关系，现在是2013年了，是个全新的开始，我以后再也不会想他了，因为苏朗姆苏丁，我也是跟其他帅哥去看烟火的啦。Okay, anyway, it's always great to have a fresh start.It's always great to have a fresh start. 大卫，你怎么了？
我的女朋友在跨年那一天跟别的男生去看烟火啦。
该不会是你女朋友跟我女朋友 ？Anyway, it's always great to have a fresh start. 天涯何处无芳草，何必单恋一枝花呢？乖吼。
Yes, it's always great to have a fresh start. 妈。我要去展开我的新恋情了，再见。
是加油。OK， 恭喜大卫老师走出阴霾。如果各位同学有任何的困扰，或是觉得很倒霉啊，没关系，一切都过去了。It's always great to have a fresh start. It's always great to have a fresh start. 现在是新的一年，新的开始了哦。
David's Daily Life, I'm Jealous.
I decided to tell the truth. I said, Mom, I have something to say. She answered, Not now. I'm washing Daniel's blanket. I answered, I played a trick on Daniel. I put his hand in water while he was sleeping.I continued, I wanted him to get in trouble because he's your favorite kid. Mom said, David, I love you all the same. Daniel is only 4, and he doesn't know much. Now help me wash his blanket. Although I had to wash Daniel's dirty blanket, it was nice spending time with Mom.
Truth. Truth. My parents taught us to tell the truth and be honest. My parents taught us to tell the truth and be honest. Blanket. Blanket. My baby sister can't sleep without holding a blanket beside her. My baby sister can't sleep without holding a blanket beside her. Trouble. Trouble. Lots of people have trouble waking up on winter mornings. Lots of people have trouble waking up on winter mornings. Although. Although. Although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now. Although it is sunny, it's only 2 degrees Celsius in London now.